The parable of the mustard seed. What if the greatest move of God in your life starts with something so small you almost miss it? Jesus looked at the crowd, people hungry for power, change, signs, deliverance. They wanted a kingdom that looked like Rome, one with armies, palaces, thrones. But Jesus told them a story about a seed. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. It didn't sound like a revolution, but that's exactly what it was, because this is how heaven always works. What starts in obscurity will one day offer shelter. The mustard seed was tiny, almost invisible between the fingers, but when planted, it grew into something unexpectedly massive. It overtook the garden. It became a tree. It changed the landscape. Have you ever dismissed a beginning because it didn't feel big enough? This is what makes the parable so unsettling. Jesus is telling us that the kingdom almost always starts small, not with lightning, but with a whisper. Not with applause, but with surrender. Not with thrones, but with seeds. And that means that prayer you whisper in the dark. It might be a mustard seed, that simple act of obedience you think no one saw. It might be the beginning of a tree, that conversation you had where you shared your faith trembling. You just planted something eternal. The problem is, we often overlook what God is building because it doesn't match what we imagined. We want the tree now, but God still starts with seeds. The parable doesn't just speak of personal growth, it also speaks of impact, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. In other words, your surrender can create space for others to rest. Your obedience becomes shade. Your faith becomes a place of refuge. Your process becomes someone else's healing. Have you realized yet that your mustard seed is never just about you? So today, ask yourself, what small thing has God asked you to plant that you've been ignoring? Have you been frustrated by the size of your calling because you misunderstood the season? Are you willing to trust God's strategy even if it starts underground? Because the kingdom is not flashy, it's faithful. It starts like a seed and ends like a tree. And one day, what you planted in tears may become the very place where others find rest in the shadow of your surrender.